Hello, I'm Rachel Hobson.
And I'm Marina Santi. Welcome to Spotlight. This programme uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Welcome to our listener mail programme. It is time to hear your comments and opinions about some of our programmes. We start today with a letter about our programme, Face to Face. Face to Face is a project started by two Frenchmen. JR and Marco are artists. In 2005, they travelled to the Middle East. They wanted to know why Palestinians and Israelis could not live together in peace. They visited both sides of the Israeli West Bank barrier. And they found that the people were not so different from each other.
JR and Marco then took pictures of Palestinians and Israelis who have the same job. In many of the pictures, people are making funny faces. Then JR and Marco put these pictures on show, side by side, in public places. They did this on both sides of the border. The pictures were very, very large, so people from every community could see them.
Our Spotlight programme, Face to Face, spoke about this project. Aveline Razilov wrote to us from Canada. She gave us her opinion about Face to Face. And she told about her experience of living in Israel. She wrote,
I liked this program very much. I agree that all these people look the same. Maybe we like the same food, but we do not speak the same language. We are always different. When you live in Israel, you understand more than when you live outside.
The situation in Israel-Palestine is difficult for outsiders to fully understand. So thank you very much for your letter, Aveline. We always like to hear about people's personal experiences of subjects that we talk about. The message of the face-to-face project is important in many situations around the world today. It is a message about respect. Learning to respect other people can lead to understanding, and understanding can lead to peace. So many people around the world are praying and working for peace in the Middle East. The three main religions in the area are Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. All three teach that people are God's highest creation, so respecting God means respecting other people.
Thank you, Aveline, for writing to us about this important subject. If you want to share your comments with us, our email address is radio@english.net.
And now, a letter from Eddie in Ecuador. He is worried about one of our Spotlight presenters.
What about Courtney Scutt? I do not listen to her voice very often. I want to listen to her.
Eddie, you will be pleased to hear that Courtney is very well. She is busy with many projects. Also, Courtney is training hard. She is going to run a marathon race in October. That is 42 kilometers. But keep listening and you will hear Courtney again when she has enough breath to speak.
Recently, Courtney and the whole Spotlight team visited the country of Albania. All of us would like to say a special hello to the listeners of Radio 7 there. We really enjoyed meeting you, and we loved seeing your beautiful country.
In today's Hodgepodge, we hear about an Albanian legend. This story is about how Albania got its name.
One day, a boy was hunting in the mountains. He saw a large eagle flying above him. This huge bird landed on a rocky hill. This is where it had built its home, a nest made of sticks. The eagle was carrying a snake in its beak. It dropped the snake into the nest. Then it flew away. The boy below saw what happened. So he climbed to the top of the hill. He quietly looked into the nest. There he saw a baby eagle, an eaglet. The eaglet was playing with the snake. But the snake was not truly dead. Suddenly, the snake awakened. It opened its mouth. It showed its long, sharp teeth. It was going to bite the eaglet. So the boy took out his bow and arrow, and he killed the snake. Then he took the eaglet with him. He climbed down the hill and started on his way home. But he did not get far before he heard a noise above him. The large eagle was following him. The eagle cried out, "Why did you steal my child?" The boy said, "The child is mine. You failed to kill the snake, and I saved the child." But the eagle stated, "Give me back my child, and I will give you sharp eyes like my eyes, and the power of my wings. You will be very strong, and one day people will even call you an eagle." The boy returned the baby eagle. So he became a very strong man. He was a great hunter, and he killed many of his people's enemies. All the time, the eagle flew above him. It watched and protected him. So the people of his land asked him to be their king. They called him Albanian, which means son of the eagle. And his kingdom became Albania, land of the eagles.
And now we have time for one more letter. Marco in Latin America writes,
I want to thank all of you. You have given me courage to continue learning English.
Thank you for your email, Marco. We are happy that our program encourages you. Learning another language can be both fun and difficult. As you know, the most important part of learning a language is to keep trying, to practice. It is also normal to make mistakes.
One mistake that I made when I was learning French was I wanted to say, it is raining. In French, il pleut. Instead, I said, il pleure, which is, it is crying. My friend could not stop laughing. She laughed so hard, she started crying. Well, I would never forget the word for cry. And I understood that I just needed more practice.
Well, that is all we have time for today. Thank you for joining us for today's listener mail.
The writers of today's program were Rachel Hobson and Ruby Jones. The producer was Ruby Jones. All quotations were adapted into specialized English. The voices you heard were from the United Kingdom, the United States, and South Africa. Computer users can hear our programs on our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called Listener Mail 69.
If you have comments or questions about our Spotlight programs, you can reach us by email. Our address is radio@english.net. Thank you for joining us today. Goodbye.